to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 59, with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you?
They're all wonderful, Paul. Everybody's happy.
Everybody is happy. And today's...
With the boy jobs and girl jobs.
Yeah.
Did you hear the boy jobs and girl jobs?
No. What?
Theresa May and her husband say they have he has boy jobs, like putting the rubbish out, and she has girl jobs, like dismantling the NHS. I don't know.
I was waiting for it to get the political with you.
Bring you back fox hunting, that's what we need. Blood sports. First on my priority list.
Fox with poor person. Like,
you can't find fox, hunt some poor people. So it's like, I can't believe it. It's like, how did that get back on the agenda?
They'll
seriously?
Be at the council estate.
Fox hunting. Fox hunting, bear baiting, cock fighting.
Yeah.
Dog fights, they're good.
Lovely.
Bare knuckle boxing.
Perfect.
Future. Right, so that's the political agenda done for today. Shoehorn that in somehow. So today we played a game, Paul.
We did.
Again.
I finally persuaded Barry to play me again.
And I caught him with a flanking manoeuvre.
Yeah.
Because I brought a video.
Yeah, I mean, that completely
HD camera, HD microphone, and laptop, and we videoed it, and it's going on YouTube.
I know.
So we'll have to make a channel, I guess, the Warmaster podcast video.
Channel, yeah. Our own brand, yeah.
Yeah, and there we go. So we played a video game.
Well, I didn't feel like recording it. I didn't feel like self, as in... It was just like playing a game. I tried to make a point of talking about more what I was thinking, but that's it. It didn't slow me down. What I'm saying is,
it didn't slow you down.
No,
but well, you're used to talking on camera
or
talking on in public.
So yeah,
to strangers at work.
It's true. Talking is not an issue for me.
The interesting thing I find is that if you don't see your head. So if your head's off camera, you're kind of a bit more relaxed, aren't you?
I think so. And because the video, the battle reports I like, I don't know if you ever watch Guerrilla Games. So
Ash, gorillas
Ash on Guerrilla Games is his channel.
Right.
And he does a hell of a lot of...
Is he a gorilla?
No. He does a hell of a lot of content, but he does a very good method of doing battle reports, which I tried to kind of copy in ours. Like, you have a fixed pattern, but then you've got hand cam. And I think he does most of it with hand cams.
He has multiple cameras.
No. Like, he has a fixed point, like the table.
Right.
And when he's talking about something, when he's emphasising it, he brings it in on a hand cam.
Right.
Which is what we were doing.
Yeah.
Except that at the start, because he's got a studio and we don't, is that they have their armies nicely set up.
Yeah.
They introduce themselves, like, this is my army, this is what I've taken.
Table wobble.
Yeah. But we're not going to do, because we're recording in the Winter Roller Studios, let's call this.
The man cave, soon to be baby cave.
No.
I can see all the stuff. We need the storage, Paul. We need the storage. It's got to go.
So, basically... But, yeah, I was judging on a quick 2-second playback of our own battle report there, that's quite cool.
We'll see what the sound sounds like. You can't really tell. We'll see what the video looks like. Obviously, 10 mil's pretty difficult to see on a 6x4
table. That's the difference. I mean, like, Ash on this Guerrilla Games, he's done a lot of specialist games in Throwback Thursdays, and he has had requests for Warmaster, but I think his main issue against it was, how are you going to see anything?
You can't see much.
So, no.
But we did our best.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch it. It was quick. 90 minutes. I won't tell you the... Oh, do we want to tell them the results?
No.
No. We're not going to talk about anything that happened in the game.
It didn't go well.
Which means it's going to be a very short podcast today.
No. I mean, just about the... Well, I've got a few other things to mention. But basically, the point of this podcast is to promote that we have done this battle report online, on video, on YouTube. But you wouldn't know about it. Subscribers wouldn't know about it unless we mentioned...
There are no subscribers. How's there going to be a subscriber on YouTube?
No. About the podcast.
Oh,
how do they know about it unless we talk about it now?
They don't.
Like, we mention it.
They don't. So let's do the week in wargaming and Paul Land and stuff. Then we'll talk about the army list, because that was something we didn't discuss.
No, and that's something, if we were doing more, we should. Yeah. Like, we should talk about the armies.
Well, I guess what you do is...
You set them up, and you hand cam it across, and you just say, this is what I've chosen.
I don't want to do too much work post editing,
no,
but then you could include lists on the video.
Yeah, but then it's three taping episodes, isn't it? You set up your army, you cam it across, and you just say this is what I've taken and why, and it might be because that's what I have.
Yeah, which it was.
Yeah, like, and then vice versa.
Or what you had.
And then the opponent, exactly the same. So they last like 2 minutes, and then you just set up the cable and off you go. Okay. That's all it needs. So it's basically, there's no editing in the sense that you're just putting. Recording 1, 2, and then 3.
Yeah, aren't you? Perfect. Right.
Plus, people like the rawness of it. Like Ash, like, yeah, he he edits his more, but they are still pretty raw, and that's good.
I mean, you can go as far as you want. You can spend all day editing
stuff. No, you don't
want
to do that.
But, yeah. Anyway, we won't be charging for it. I don't imagine there'll be any adverts with it. We'll see how many views we get. Good. So, we'll talk about that. So, first up, it's, as ever, it's the week in Paul's world. It's not a week. It's about 5 days, six days.
Yeah, so we're recording on Wednesday the 10th. Since we last, I was only been the weekend, and I was work over the weekend.
So there's not much to report. But the porch isn't finished. The porch is still going on.
Sorry if you hear random like building noise because the porch is still being built. My child hasn't arrived yet. We passed the due date was yesterday.
Due date, schmoo date.
So yeah, all good.
Apparently in France you're not due until 41 weeks.
Yeah,
so you're still a week early.
So I haven't done anything more in wargaming. I've been doing a lot of painting though. One of the armies that we featured was finished by Simon. And oh yes, Barry, when you put this video, when you put the YouTube video online, link his his painting. Like he has a website, so link. Put that somewhere on.
I will do my damnedest, sir.
Yeah, because
I don't know it, so I can't link it.
Yeah,
yet,
I know. But I'll give it. I'll show you it after. Okay. We've got to do some admin on the committee anyway. Just quick. I just want to highlight.
Hooray! My favourite. War Master Rules Committee admin.
Yeah.
What could be better?
Well, you love it. Right. So my Tomb King's army has arrived painted.
Very nice.
And I need to do the basing. So I started the basing.
Basing's a bit shabby. What? It's a really fetching gold and red with a blue highlight.
Yeah, I gave him, with Simon, who's been doing part of the Dark Elves and now the Tomb Kings for me, I've given him quite broad briefs. You know, like, because then if the commission paintwork has a bit of free range of choice, then it's not, actually they'll probably enjoy the project.
Yeah, yeah. Freehand banners and stuff, very nice.
Yeah, yeah, he did tell me which ancient race he went for with, they're from history, like that type of, I can't remember where he said the banners were from. But yeah, it is historical.
Yeah, and I was playing with Paul's Dark Elf army.
Which Simon had also painted.
There's a much more traditional scheme for these fellas.
Yeah, and that was the brief for him. I wanted like classic looking, like Dark Elves. Classic. Again, I've done the basing on both those armies.
So dark blue, maybe some reddy, purpley stuff going on. But yeah, very, very traditional. Yeah. Very nice. What apart from your painting, what you've been doing?
I did this unit on my night shifts.
So what will be interesting, if we do future video podcasts, you may be able to look at the light blue, dark blue, checked, very, very blue. I mean, Paul does love blue.
Yeah,
loves
a good blue. I invented it.
The colour blue. I mean, strangely, there's some red on the hat. I don't know what's going on here.
Well,
I mean,
sometimes you run out of blues.
There's always more blues. It's very nice, sir. Very nice. Looks very effective. 10mm, lovely.
Yeah, so these
maybe a bit more banner work needed. It's very...
I don't think it is simple. But, like, this is the Warmonger miniatures, the Great Swords unit there is finished. And
very
my
nice.
next thing to unit on is base the Tomb Kings and carry on painting the Empire Dogs of War.
Do they come on strips or?
They came two, one behind the other. Yeah.
Okay, like archers kind of.
Yeah,
good.
And I'm going to finish up two more units of halberdiers I need to do. That's the next thing to get painted. To have like more than just the minimum amount of Empire infantry available. Okay. That leaves me with painted armies for the next event. That I could choose from is the Empire or Dogs of War, the Orcs and Goblins there, the Navdiv, Skaven, which I've got some things I want to expand on. Tomb Kings are now done, Dark Elves are done. And my armies I've rented out for it is Dwarves. Dwarves to Darren, Chaos to Dan, High Elves to Phil. So it's another three of my armies are currently out on campaign, so to speak.
Excellente.
That's what I've been doing hobby-wise. How about you, Barry? What's your week in war game?
We talked about my game last Wednesday, so I've played a game on Monday night. But that's Magic. We did back-to-back drafts because of the new set, and I went 2-1, which is pretty good for me.
Awesome.
Enjoying the set a lot.
Yep.
Still very good. No value in it, though, so don't go buying it for value.
Let's talk through the army list of the battle report that we did.
Okay. So I used your Dark Elf list.
Yep.
Because Yeah, because I didn't organise anything apart from the recording equipment this week.
It was a bit of a shock on me. But that's fine.
So, yeah, no dice, no tape measure, nothing.
Supply everything.
So, yeah, you do that. So this is Paul's, and I keep repeating that. It's Paul's Dark Elf Army Selector list. So he had five of your finest High Elf Spearmen, Dark Elf Spearmen.
Mm-hmm.
Four crossbow.
Yep.
They seem reasonable, crossbow.
Yeah.
Especially short range in a wood.
Yep.
They put some damage. Two Witch Elves. Two Dark Riders, two Cold Ones. That's a bit measly.
Yeah, well, that's all I have.
Okay, well, that explains it.
If I end up with more Cold One Knights, I will get more done. Because with Simon, I've reminded him to remember his colour codes for stuff. Because if I wanted to then expand on what he's done, I'd like, and with that Dark Elf Army, needs more Cold One Knights.
Yeah, why wouldn't you take them? They're very, very good.
Yep.
Harpies, one unit of Harpies who were my man of the match.
Yep.
We have one unit of War Hydra. Two units of bolt throwers, we have a general, two heroes, a sorceress, a manticore mount for one of the heroes with a sword of fate, and a scroll of dispelling.
Mm-hmm.
And we have scout of 10.
Yeah, from big scout mount.
Mm-hmm. So that was my list. Oh, and what didn't we have, Paul?
A scepter of
stability. Sovereignty or whatever it is. The 30 point ignore the blunder.
But I never blunder, so it's like...
Oh, yeah, so I was like, why is this not on this list?
It's quite funny. So Barry's biggest moan was like, where's that magic item? And I was like, I don't need it.
You need this magic item.
And in the game...
In fact, the magic item is so good, I question whether we should even allow them to have it.
So, and then first order, Barry rolls double six. Again, he's like...
First order. That's superb. You can't even write this stuff. So it's like, moaning. I can't play without it. You know, it's my crutch. You've got to have it. No, we're going to go bareback.
Double six.
He's dead. So that's brilliant. So now I've got one hero, one sorceress, and my general.
Yeah.
Paul's saying, rewind the game. No. We're going to play it through.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't happy.
So my Tomb King army has 7 units of skeletons in it, which I actually only have 6 painted, so I probably need to rejig some skeletons for that. Four units of bowmen.
That's not many.
Yeah. Two cavalry, 2 chariots, a carrion, 2 bone giants, a sphinx, 2 skull chakras, 2 boat throwers, and then the complement of Tomb King with 4 lich priests and some magic items just thrown away to fill out the points. What I wanted with this army, like originally, I like something of everything. I want to try. I like the idea of a sphinx, so I didn't do it. I'm using for bone giants. I'm using actually 28mm scale Tomb King models.
They look intimidating.
Which just look a lot better than the original bone
than
giants.
The old man. Over.
Yeah, whatever that is. And I wanted a full artillery brigade, and you can't have everything. Then and it's like, I haven't got a brigade of 4 chariots. I could have.
I have 6 chariots in mind.
Yeah, exactly. You could have a lot more chariots in it, but I do like the army to build more. So for Simon, I might need him to up the skeleton units to 8. As a thing. Anyway, we'll see. It's all at the moment. It's a bit skeleton infantry light. But we'll see. I mean, you could drop a sphinx or a bone giant and mix it around a bit.
Well, certainly one bone. I think 2's a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A bit greedy.
Anyway, so then we videoed that battle report, and we won't give away the ending or talk about it more.
It was only 90 minutes, so it's not like the world's biggest YouTube video.
Yeah.
Although it's going to be a hell of a job to upload because it's 4.6 gig.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I don't even know. I don't know what it used to be. You could only do 10-minute bursts, but I'm pretty sure that's not true anymore on YouTube.
But I mean, like, we have been requested to do YouTube battle reports, haven't we? We've been requested to do video.
Lots of people all the time.
So all the time, and they're like, okay.
Basically, because A, people will like to see how the game's played, and B, people want to know how you can play a game so quickly.
No, like we do.
How can you play a game in 90 minutes? Well, you just get on with it.
You know what you're doing. You're like,
well. Or not. The case may be. I'd never used Dark Elves before.
I have, but not much. But like, thing is, we have for those who prescribe for us for the part time we've been doing this, we are advocates of a clock system and keeping on pace of the game for tournament purposes. And this video, like, entirely proves it, doesn't it? Because like, we're recording with armies we're not familiar with on a clock. Yeah, but then we're not stopping to, like, re-edit, like, let's look at the rules here,
or whatever.
We're actually going perhaps a little slower because we're, like, hand-camming some stuff and, like, look at this, this is what I'm talking about. And I'm taking, in like, I'm actually telling you my battle plans, like, out loud. Not that I had many. But like
kill the dark elf.
Win. Yeah, but it's, as I say, and we're playing a bit, like, I found, because you couldn't see very much the detail, like, we need to reorganise the camera to be look more top-down, like a snooker table style, at a higher angle, just because I wasn't playing... Like, I didn't go as wide as perhaps I could have done, because I just, like, you can't see that.
Yeah. You know, like, I did deliberately go in the middle. Yeah, on camera, yeah. But mm-hmm. That's all right. We don't mind the battle coming to us.
But that's that, and it's about adjusting, like, that. But anyway, what my point was, is we did all that, and we finished still in 90 minutes, so we'd still have an hour of time to fit, yeah, to hang out at post-game while we waited for everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, and that was including deployment and everything.
Everything. Everything.
So, well, there you go.
We didn't stop.
It can be done. You can play games relatively quickly.
And I mean, and I think that to quite a few people, especially with War Master Revolution, those changes, people learn by seeing, don't they? Like, we could end up teaching, like, as in,
or getting told we're doing it wrong.
Or getting told we're doing it wrong. But like, as in, like, but yeah, as I say, like, we could even do. Like a video, like we're just going through some basics of like theory hammer, like in theory war master, like in this situation, like, this is what happens,
yeah.
And like this is, you know, or this is, or like my dwarf army, for example, I could do an episode, like we could do an episode, like this is my dwarf and this is how it plays and this is its brigades, like, because that's, yeah. So to me, that's so well drilled in that army selection that it's even to the point where I've chosen the list around the brigades, how they set up, and in a standard battle line, this is what it does.
Yeah, I found when I built my brigades today,
yeah.
There was a spare unit of spearmen.
Mm. Yeah, so, and that's...
It's like, hey. Yeah. So I only found them, like,
Say, like, a better drilled-in army list has got no redundancy in it. So, like,
oh, it would have had the Ring of Magic, probably. And it probably would have had that 30-point bloody magic item.
So with the dwarves, it's like, you could do an episode about that, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, maybe along some new doors. We will see. I can't promise anything until I've seen it. And no, I'll post it up, whatever. Yeah.
And
whatever it looks like. It's the first one's going
up. Please
out.
Give us comments, but be kind, because, you know, this is a new... That's a new foray for us, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's for free, isn't it?
Yeah. Not only is it for free, we have to pay a little bit to do this.
Yeah.
Tapped Paul up for another year's money, so we're doing another year.
Yeah, if you've got criticism, make it constructive criticism.
Yeah. So we've paid for the next year's hosting, unlimited, eat all you can.
Ooh.
So there's no limit to how much audio we can put out or how much you can download.
Yeah.
So that's nice. It's another year of War Master Podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do War Master Podcast Presents, so I don't have to make another channel, and we can do like offshoots of other stuff.
Whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good. I'm still looking at Paul's list now to find
flaws in it.
No, what I could find those other 30 points. What I'm going to spend those other 30 points on? Because you've already got the scroll of dispelling, haven't you?
Which
was very good.
Which is very good.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you too much about the game. So we'll stop talking about the game now. We're 17 minutes in. Yep. We'll not talk about the game, so let's talk about other stuff that's going around.
So, I have gotten prize support for the next
more
event.
More prize support!
We need to do a big shout-out for the Stirling game. But he's already said to us to do that.
We will.
So, don't forget. So, prize support has mostly come from...
Are we allowed to mention his name? I think it's Paul Morris, isn't it?
Yeah, totally, but just, like, let's make a big old chat about it. So, prize support we have here is... So, we've got some leftover stuff from Polar Fox, which we'll probably try to give away as spot prizes in Texture if it needs it.
Royal We, of course.
Yeah. Now, I've organised the Maelstrom Millstrom prizes to be in groups of, like, the races they are.
Yeah.
So, the biggest one is Orcs and Goblins.
For Janus, obviously.
Well, so this, it could be a case of like what Janus wins, but
why he's won the last three. So
yeah, well, but that, you know, true.
So KR case plus a whole bin bag full of
KR cases are on the way. Yeah, like that. He has majority of a good start of an army there for Orcs and Goblins. In the packet there, I think is undead.
I can't tell. They're too little.
It is. Yeah, this is undead. Sunday in here.
This looks Bretonian-y, kind of.
This was Bretonian-y. This pack was Wood Elf, High Elfy, and that pack was Skaven.
Skaven-y. Very nice. So there's lots of prizes there.
Yeah.
Plus the KR stuff.
KR stuff, yeah.
Plus free lunch for £10. Can't get a better day's entertainment than that. And you get me judge ruling, and
And you get me playing.
You get to meet Paul. Grudge him. If you don't grudge Janus this time, I swear to God,
I'm going to have to.
I'm going to kick you in the balls.
The thing is the armies I'm left to take, I don't know which one I'm going to take, but it might well be Skaven. I would like to finish off the other options I've got for Skaven and try them.
I think Skaven are underrated. I don't know what the bag is. I don't know why people say they're bad.
Because no one good's played them yet.
I don't understand. What is it? They've got better command than every other army with that leadership 20 because of the Screaming Bell. I know it's an investment in points, but I've never once killed it in all the games. It's not that easy to kill, and it's not that easy to get.
But yeah, I mean, because I want to like do like brigades of storm vermin and like rat ogres and stuff, and try them out. You know, like so have the army size a bit lower, but have more elite troops in it.
I'd get rid of all the artillery. Don't do shit anyway.
Yeah, I know, but there's part of me just like I need to use it.
Like, yeah, it doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't do anything. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Do you have to take Giselles?
No.
Get rid of them as well.
Yeah, I know, Barry. But like, part of me just wants to.
Just get more rats.
More
rats
and more gutter runners. More like a brigade of gutter runners somewhere. Like that'll pop out of scenery. Like, hi.
So I think Skaven. Go Skaven. True.
Yeah. I've got to do some work on them. But yeah.
Well, there's a list there.
Totally. I just need to paint some units.
Doom wheels are always good.
They are. Yeah.
Lose a little bit in Revolution. That was a discussion on the.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. They shouldn't have any bonuses to advance. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk about. I also wanted to talk about. Well, we've got to talk about this Stirling game. Oh, yeah, something I'm doing later is... So tonight at the club, unless Hannah gets into labour, is I'm playing a game of War Machine I haven't played in ages with Rodders.
Wow.
I put up on the forum the various things from my, you know, like, what games I play, what I'll be after. Rodders said, oh, let's play a game of War Machine. Haven't played that in ages. It's going to be a two list, 75 points, bringing, and we're going to try Steamroller 17.
Wow.
Beta. You know, like, so this comes out in June, July.
It's a live. Beefy document, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And so off we go.
Like, and this is out on beta at the moment.
Yeah, so this isn't like it will be organised play for events from July 14th.
Brilliant.
Yeah, to July 16th, 2018.
You can't fault them for the willingness to work hard to try and get the game good.
So the whole point of it is that if you come up with like major issues about this, you send in constructive criticism and they will take it on board. They might change it. But yeah, so
and it was the inspiration behind the Winter Roller.
Yes, okay, of course it is. And there's three at the moment. Signar has three tier lists available to it. One's the generic take a lot of warjacks list. Then there's one that themes you around electricity.
The Stormlands list.
I'm taking it for scientists with Nemo. And then also you have the list that themes you around gun mages.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, the two lists I'm bringing tonight is Nemo 3, all electricity, and scientists, and Haley 1 with gun mages.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and seeing which, yeah, like, oh, we'll play it, we'll do it properly. Like, he'll have two lists, we'll make a choice.
I think he's on Kador at the moment.
I don't know. I think it's Kador, wasn't it? But, like, we'll just see which one I fancy doing, and like it'll all. I'm quite looking forward to it.
I'll tell you, those Power 10s don't do much against Kador if you sort of know
when they're all boosted for a turn. We'll see. I mean,
who's
like.
Who's boosting them?
Well, in Nemo 3, just boosts all electric.
Yeah, maybe.
Buzz. But yeah,
Is he the guy that has the. Like, what's it? You target one of their jacks and they all get sucked together.
No, that's
oh, that made me laugh.
Yeah. Lock them to glue them together.
It's like, oh, my jacks are stuck in a big blob.
Big blob in the middle.
In the middle.
So I'll be playing that.
And I'm playing Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, is that Marvel to learn because you've got some. You want? Oh, is that. What is it?
I don't know.
You fancy it?
Well, I didn't have a game.
Yeah.
I looked at what people were posting that they wanted to play. Yeah. I played Guild Ball last week.
I think you'll enjoy Marvel. It's
it's colourful, isn't it?
It's very. I mean, it's as I said before, it's very fun.
But the best bit about it is it's a dead game. If you really want to float my boat?
Yeah, like,
it's dead
kill
game.
It. Kill it first.
Then you know it's stable.
Yep. That's true. Speaking of dead games, like or reinvented games, 40K is like the 8th edition. Rumours are still like getting leaked by the community. And they look. Do you know what, Barry? It generally looks like it's going to be a good version of 40K, I think.
Well, 40K is a different game to Warhammer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So there's some things of it. It can't be exactly the same. But they're doing some ideas that are just like, oh, that's good. You know the old classic problem in 40K where you have a squad with different weapons, a tactical squad, but they have to fire at the same target?
Yes.
But now they don't. Now you can. Now they can all do.
Yeah, that was lame.
Yeah,
I've got missile launcher and las guns.
Yeah. But now you can change. Now you can direct fire different ways. Different weapons can go different things.
And while you're shooting, you're stabbing at the same time. Got your rocket launcher in this hand and a dagger in this hand.
Because there's the promising things, and actually, the whole thing of vehicles dropping armor values and just having toughness and wounds, but they get less effective as those wounds get plinked off, and I quite like that as well. Like, so it allows them to, like, there's no such thing as a super heavy category. There's just more toughness, more wounds.
I think the thing with 40K is the actual rule set itself has never been the issue.
Yeah.
It's just the codexes and the cheese and the kind
of abuse it can suffer. Yeah.
Yeah, and then suddenly the competitive meta is just lunacy.
Exactly.
It's like, we've got some friends who are going to play an Age of Sigmar tournament.
Yeah, I know.
Must be out of your minds.
Oh, God, mate.
What madness is this?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, one
tournament?
The guy we're thinking of is like a serious tournament player. But
what are you saying? They're not ready for people like him, the tournament scene.
I don't think so. I think he'll just like powerbomb his way into it, won't he? Like, come here, pedigree. And then we'll pick up him, powerbomb him too.
Game shame.
Yeah, through the Spanish announce table.
Oh, man. Oh, so, great days.
Yeah, fair enough.
Great days.
So committee stuff. Committee. Should we talk about... Oh, yes. All I want to mention, there's other things.
Okay.
Also, Phil...
It's a bit scattergun, isn't it, this episode, Paul?
Well, it's just because the majority... The topic is to promote what we've done.
So, well, you're thinking, I will say thank you.
Well, you didn't do any show notes, did you?
Yeah, well, the show notes were the thing. So, thank you, Mr. KR.
Yep.
For your kind sponsorship.
Yes.
The event is in a few weeks, and we've got some lovely KR cases to give away. So that's always nice to know. And they are, if you need your stuff transported, KR are the place to go.
Something I'm going to pick up is Phil Ewells had planned out how he was going to do Chaos Dwarves. And with a mixture of Eureka and Polar Fox miniatures. So I'm quite looking into that. I might pick up... Might do a small little Eureka order just to see what their Chaos Dwarves look like.
What, via Fighting 15s or something?
Or something like that, yeah. Like,
yeah, you don't want to really order from an Australian
outfit. No, but that's what had stopped him. But I'll just see what I can do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I am now looking at the Warmaster Rules Committee threads.
Yeah.
We'll see what's been moving this week. I know that I've put up some new proposals.
Yeah, and they've all been
ogres.
Seconded.
They're not very controversial, to be
honest. No, but why don't you talk about them?
I will. So I'm going to the proposal threads now. So, lead belt. Oh, so have we talked about the blunderbusses?
But you need to put them on to be voted.
It's done.
No. Oh, have you put them on to vote?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, so...
Because that's something I've missed.
Chaos Dwarf blunderbusses.
Yes,
The world's most bizarre...
All right.
Entry.
You've done that.
With crazy shooting.
Well, the thing is they're from a fan list, and they used the unit fired like in a
column
profile, like is in an area effect, and this game is an area effect. Like they use a frontage of like area they covered, and it's like that's not like any Warmaster rules at all. Like you don't have templates. Yeah. Okay. The template was what the unit, if it was column or line, dictated what it did to you. But it was totally wrong. It's just like that is not Warmaster. There's no templates in this.
And it got stronger the deeper the unit.
So they had that with the Chaos Dwarf. They had to change. They're like, and they've been simply changed to having two. They have range 15. They have armor piercing like they had before.
Yeah.
But they have two attack. They have two shots. But they only stand and fire for one. So basically. They're crossbows. Where they're dark elf crossbows, but they can't go to range 30, and they have armor piercing.
And they got slightly better profile because they got.
It's a dwarf behind it rather than a dark elf, but that's what they are. I mean, that's fine because you want a gun, you want a weapon. A blunderbuss is meant to be a short range weapon that packs a punch. So in your turn, you can move them forward and fire at 15, a really good effect. But stand and fire is just the same as it... Yeah, it's only going to be one dice, which is right.
Yeah.
If it was stand and fire for two, it would be too much, I think.
Okay.
So
they're 90 points. This proposal, I think, came via you and Alish.
Yeah, it was a mixture of, like, what do we want these to be? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, because a dwarf and an ogre have very similar stat lines...
Yeah.
They've both got four hits.
Yep.
And we needed a template to put on the lead belcher. So we're basically using this template.
Yeah.
So they'll be slightly cheaper.
So far, those Chaos Dwarves have 4 votes to none. So it's pretty safe they'll get passed. And that is the same, exactly the same for lead belchers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Because they've got 4 toughness as well. So they're staying at armor 6. The the alternative was to move them armor 5, but then they'd have to
good,
be,
yeah,
they'd be too expensive
points,
and
yeah,
too
yeah,
good
yeah.
and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So these are now the cheapest ogre, actual physical ogre unit, and they'll be 90 points.
Yeah,
so.
And it looks like they'll probably, well, you need to put them up to be voted on.
I think it's done, isn't it? I think it's done. I don't know.
No, you haven't done it.
All right.
But, yeah, that's great.
Okay, there's been an interesting discussion.
Because you'd also put up on the ogre, like the overview thread of where you wanted the ogres to go, which I liked. It was like, this is my intention for the ogre army, what we need to get worked on. Are you going to look at the other non-ogre units, like yetis?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. No, the problem is there's nobody takes them.
Yeah, well, is there a reason?
Well, yeah, because it's really hard to build a list. With ogres, because everything's so expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
So you might have a...
Gorges and yetis.
You might have room for one, but like, how much impact in the game are they going to have, one of them? So, yeah, it's really difficult to come by any real feedback of gorges or yetis.
Yeah. But I like that you're including a new entry into the army, which is scrap launchers. Because they don't exist yet. And
no.
You've invented them. Yeah, basically they're artillery, aren't they?
They're worst robbers. Artillery available. So they are
rock lobbers. And they can brigade with nobblers.
Just to give the nobblers something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can brigade them with anything. But
it'll be the same as an ogre army with... Sorry, orc and goblin army with goblins and stone throwers. That's common. Like, when you see an orc army that has stone throwers in it, it has goblins standing next to it.
Well, normally on wolves, goblin.
Oh, well, okay. Well, if you're Janners, you do that. But like, yeah, if you're anybody else, that's what the goblins do.
Yeah. So it gives the nobblers one more thing to do. Because at the moment, all they can do is go with yetis. But I ain't taking yetis, so that's not really very good. Because other than they just babysit, because it takes away the yetis' command.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make any sense. That's like a nombo. So.
I mean, ogres are going to have quite a change, aren't they? So Iron Guts have been changed to 140 now.
Well, only if Chaos War.
Yeah, which they have. Chaos War is. Like. So Bulls go to 105, which they should be. You've rechanged the rules for lead belches. You've put in a scrap launcher. You're allowing butchers to go on rhino mounts. And you're changing the points and rules for rhino riders. So there's a lot of... It's like 5-6 different changes. So it's good.
I think they'll still be difficult to use.
I mean, they're more an army for a more experienced player.
Yeah, and it'd be
not forgiving.
Fearfully bad against stuff like cannon.
Yeah. Eat this, ogre!
What are you going to use to engage these cannons? Your Rhinox riders. You don't want to put them in.
Yeah, you've got nothing that. Suitable. Like,
foot slug across them and try and deal with them, man alive. But anyway, so
you've even had some ogre fluff written for you. I was surprised
not
you didn't.
Me.
I suppose you didn't pick up the job for the ogre fluff.
I don't give a shit about fluff.
I knew you wouldn't. That's like
fluff schmuff. Ollie's done a nice job on the fluff.
Yeah, that's fine.
There ain't much fluff though.
Yeah,
to
it's
be fair,
more than adequate
fluff. They're monsters that kill everything and eat everything. Yeah. Well,
so that looks like ogres. Moving along very nicely to be squared away. I've got the Norse and Beastmen issues to try and address and leave Alice with the Wood Elves. Yeah.
So we've got Albion and Chaos Dwarf and Goblins are all going to be approved, hopefully.
Yeah.
And the Chaos Dwarf's changed. The Beast Herd, which keeps getting knocked back, has been knocked back again. Mm-hmm. And you haven't re-proposed.
Haven't I? Oh, well, that's something. That is something for me to do.
Because
yeah.
Somebody's come up with a better suggestion now.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
And then just the good old Wood Elves.
Yeah.
Which is still a million miles away. So, as I said last week, somebody's got to deal with whether or not they're having woods. If they're having woods, then you have to build the list to accommodate the fact they're going to have up to four free woods. And, it's like chicken and egg.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we can't decide what's happening with the woods, and then you can't build a list. Because the same with Beastmen. You can't build a list until you know what they're going to get.
Yeah, obviously, Beastmen are going to have the same wood rules, or whatever they are. But you're right.
So,
it's difficult.
So, yeah. I don't see how that impasse is going
to
move any
further. And the same with the Norse thing, like the Huskarl points is like an impasse to me. It's like they just
it's not even running at the moment.
But they just seem so wrong at 95. You know, the hustle.
But they are wrong.
Well, yeah, it's just like it just that the product I produced that of showing all the stats, and it's just of units with no change, a unit with no special rules. They just look out of place there. They're just like the unique unit that are just sitting there. Why are they so cheap?
Well, I know how the math probably worked, and it's that if you move from a Marauder cavalry, which is 335. Your standard, like, medium cavalry.
Yeah.
And if you move to knights, which is 334,
yeah,
I think they pay 20 points for that upgrade.
Mm.
From 90 to 110. And basically, they're a 20-point upgrade on Saurus.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think knights are probably undercosted at 110.
Yeah.
And these Huskars are definitely undercosted at 95, because the 4-up armour is the best you're going to get.
Yeah.
And they're not 15 points cheaper than dwarfs.
Mm.
They're not worth 15 points less than a dwarf warrior unit.
Yeah, yeah. It's difficult.
Because the 4-up armour makes a monster difference. You lost a charge today on 4-up armour.
Yeah, I did.
And you had more attacks. You had 20 attacks.
I had 30.
You had 30 attacks. I had 24. I had 4-up armour. Yeah. You had 5-up. You lost.
It was a draw.
And then you lost.
Mm-hmm. You're giving too much away about the game.
But yeah. What I'm saying is 4-up armour is a thing in this game.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so next thing I want to talk about is we need to give a big shout out to the Stirland Wargamers. So, our tournament is happening on the... What was the date of it?
It's the week before ours, so that's what I'm not
going... The 24th, wasn't it?
Yeah, of June.
24th of June.
But Janna's and Jim are going.
Yeah, Janna's and Jim. Yeah.
To win more stuff.
So, at the time that I was requested to do, they had 14 players listed so far. And they were looking to get it up a bit more, a few more even. And I asked how. So, highlight event. Say tickets are going well. So to book if you're interested to make sure you can play. Details are on the Facebook page of the Stirling Wargamers. You can find that event by searching for Stirling Warmaster, and they'll likely have prizes from Blackgate Miniatures.
Oh, they've definitely got that. They've been sent off, so.
They've been sent off? Yes, they do. Sure. And there we go. So basically, they're going to be using the tournament pack that we have used, which is, so they're using Winter Roller scenarios with the campaign, sorry, the tournament pack that had been out for the last Triwiz. And I've said to this guy, Paul Morris, is that... I'm going to update Winter Roller 17 for our event. I was going to do that by June for our event, which would have basically all the changes on Revolution there. Like these are the things to add in for your armies, etc.
Right.
And I was probably going to, unless Wood Elves were sorted, I would say you can't use Wood Elves yet.
No, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be 3 or 4 armies still aren't more
yeah,
sorted.
Yeah, exactly. So,
because it's only a month away, isn't it?
It's only a month away.
Not even a month.
Yeah. So we'll go with that. And also, I wanted to make one or two changes to the tournament pack in terms of dictating amount of scenery on table.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And then I said to this Paul Morris, I was like, obviously you can have that as well. Yeah, if you want, and it's whether you want to choose to do that. If not, this is up to you. It's your event. It's a real shame that I personally can't get to this event. I'm just going to check my work schedule.
Work? Don't worry about work, mate. Yeah. You've got other things coming.
I got shifts around that weekend, but also it's just so close to the kids, really.
And you're out the following week.
Yeah, to get there, it's like, because our event will be a day.
Yeah.
You know, like, but for me to get to Scotland, you need a day's travel, a day get back. So that's the problem. Is like it's
3 days.
Yeah, it's 3 days. And with a baby that's due any day now, that's too much to ask, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Which is a real shame, because it would seem weird that there's a tournament going on that I could have got to that's using a tournament pack that I'd written, and I'd love to be there just to like answer any questions for it, etc. It's just like, if there were any questions brought up, and it's like, oh, actually, I wrote this thing, and that's what I mean it to be.
Yeah.
But there we go. Sadly, real life has a way of getting in the way.
You don't know the half of it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you can get to Scotland for the 24th of June, and you want to play an up-to-date, essentially, Warmaster Revolution tournament, please go.
Yeah. Use it.
Yeah.
Don't lose it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Join in.
And our event, next one, is July 1st.
Come along to that one.
Yeah.
Free lunch. Lots of prize support.
That you won't get the top one. I think with these prize supports, I don't know, I should offer Janna's the choice when he wins.
Yeah, there was too much stuff, mate. Like 100 quid's worth of stuff.
Yeah. So we're like, which one do you want, Janna's? I was just like, these are orcs, these are skeletons. So like, you know, see what he picks.
Yeah, all of it. Give it all. Give it all. Let's sell it in the car park. Yeah. You monster. Anyway, so that was a relatively quick episode today.
Well, yeah, because the majority is the video. That's
attached. Watch the video. Yeah. Give us some feedback on the video.
If you like the painting of those two armies that were done, if you can pick up a lot of detail, then, you know, promote Simon's, like, where the guy who's painted it. Yeah. You could always try contact him and see if he'll take a commission job on. I mean, you get in line, because, like, he does work for me. He's not going to, you know, but I'm sure he would like the free... would be interested in any offers, like, you know, put forward to.
Yeah, I mean, we're always filling the books of any painters in the area. I can't get stuff in Rid's door. He's got too much stuff on.
Too much stuff on.
You need to paint my unit of ogres. He's still got a unit of display ogres, supposedly. Anyway.
And Simon was really liked your ogre models. You know, like, if I decide to do them myself or he's going to do them, etc. Okay. Yeah, like, he really liked them.
Good. Yeah. Well done, Simon. Mm-hmm. Right, so that was it. That was War Master Podcast episode 59.
Yeah.
Almost 2/3 of the way there.
Yeah.
Nice quick one. It's a bit random and scattergun today. Yep. But hopefully we'll be back on track.
As is our style. Hopefully you like the YouTube video and we can maybe become a thing for us.
Okay. We will see. Okay. Good night.